Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that this show is not legal advice, trading advice, financial advice, or personal advice. Enjoy the show, and thank you very much. This show is sponsored by the MIT Sloan School of Management's Blockchain Technologies online program, delivered in collaboration with Get Smarter, and by Squarespace. A dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101, the average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency. This is Matthew Aaron, and I bet we all have heard this commercial.
How to trade Bitcoin with just three steps.
And upon listening to this commercial, I bet we all thought the same thing. Is this exchange legit? Well, that was at least my thought. So when I got the opportunity to talk to Guy Hirsch, managing director of eToro for the USA, I jumped on it. And I wanted to say, hey, let's talk about this exchange. Let's figure out what it does, the pros, the cons, the benefits, and put my mind at ease because that commercial was a little bit funny. So let's talk to Guy Hirsch, managing director of eToro, to learn about eToro, the exchange, and the future of eToro. But before that, please go to crypto101podcast.com. Check out our blogs. We have blogs and write-ups and summaries of every episode we put out. Check out our YouTube channel, Crypto 101 with Matthew Aaron, to see my thoughts on the podcast that we put out. Also, join our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is a community where you can ask questions and get involved if you want to know more about cryptocurrency. Think about becoming a patron. I have a surprise for the patrons. Every patron that has been a patron for over 6 months, I have something for you. And I'll be posting that on Patreon pretty soon. I'm sorry I haven't been posting a lot of content there, but I hope this makes up for it. And remember, ICO 101 with Aaron Paul is showing up in the Crypto 101 feed now. Without further ado, please enjoy this episode and we will see you after the show.
Because we've been cheating ourselves the whole way down the line. We thought of life by analogy.
Guy Hirsch, Managing Director of USA for eToro. Welcome to Crypto 101, sir.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Guy, what we want to do today is we want to give the listeners a 101 on eToro. I think everyone has seen the ads on YouTube. If they're trading crypto, have something in their cookies, then it's popping up as an ad on YouTube. Just trade crypto in three steps. And he says, click trade. Next thing you know, you're buying it and it's all over the place. But what I want to do is I want to go into, what is eToro? What does it do? How does it compare to other exchanges? What are some of the things that you are promoting on eToro when it comes to something like social trading, copy trading, mirror trading? We can go into the definitions of those. What's the benefits of using eToro? And then maybe go into just general talk about the crypto space in general. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Excellent, sir. Let's go for a history lesson first. Can you walk us through the origin story of eToro?
Absolutely. So eToro started in 2007, and it was started by two Israeli brothers, Ronen and Yoni Asia. Yoni is still the CEO, and Ronen is our chief product officer. And they started with the vision of transforming or disrupting the financial services industry through providing, or essentially with the vision of providing access to anyone who wants to trade and invest in the global markets in a simple and transparent way. And so in 2007, they incorporated eToro. And then in 2008, the initial launch of eToro was a Forex platform with enhanced community features and trading features. And then from there on in 2009, they launched something called the Web Trader, which was the one of the first web-based trading platforms. And in 2010, they released the eToro Open Book. In 2011, they introduced the copy trader feature that we're going to talk about later. I would say took the whole community and social vision to a whole new dimension and to a whole new level. 2012, we launched something called the Social Index. In 2014, we added our mobile capabilities, introduced that as part of our offering. Later on in 2015, we released our new enhanced social trading platform, which is essentially what you're seeing today when you log into eToro, when you sign up to eToro. And then, you know, fast forward to 2017, we launched the cryptocurrency trading platform. I think the only company in the world that offers holistic, unified experience for trading stocks, commodities, ETFs, indices, currencies, and cryptocurrencies on the same platform with our social and kind of community features. And that is something we're really proud of. One last leap into current day. So about 2 months ago, we announced a $100 million raise, and that is dedicated towards global expansion. So we've announced that we're opening our US office. And as you mentioned, I'm the USA managing director, as well as doubling down on our vision to continue to disrupt and transform the financial industry by bringing all these asset classes that we currently have on the platform into the blockchain and basically, you know, the tokenization of everything. So that's in a nutshell the story of eToro.
Right on. Who were the brothers then? And what made them think that they can open an exchange? Was it their background? Was it just a vision? Did they just say, there's a place in the market where we can fit? Or what was that story?
So Yoni has been a trader since, I think, the age of 13. I think he has some sort of story there where to his bar mitzvah, his dad gave him Israeli stocks to kind of trade. And so he's been around this, you know, the financial services industry from as a teenager. And he's been a coder as well. He's a programmer. You know, as he grew up, he became more and more interested in the space and looked for, you know, interesting ways and new things that he can bring or he can innovate or that are missing in the marketplace. And so I think when they started eToro, they realized that there was something missing in the sense of access, in the sense of simplicity, in the sense of ease of use for the average retail investor to get the same level of access, the same level of execution capabilities, the same level of knowledge and tools that an institutional investor would get. And so with that in mind, I think they identify a real opportunity in creating a platform that will make all these things happen for your average retail investor, self-directed investor who is interested in building their wealth, interested in trading, interested in knowing about global markets, and also connecting like-minded individuals from across the globe.
Right on. What about Robinhood and Coinbase? How does eToro compare to them? I see a lot of commercials, like I said, for eToro. I have never been inspired to try in eToro. And I'm hoping that I'm changed after this conversation with you. I saw Coinbase. That's our first on-ramp into Bitcoin cryptocurrency. You hook up your bank account, you buy, boom, you're done. Then you're sending your Bitcoin anywhere to Bittrex, Binance, wherever. Robinhood came out as a direct competitor to Coinbase. They said, we can do what Coinbase does. eToro has never been marketed, I guess, as a direct competitor to either of them. So I'm going to assume that they're not, unless you can explain how does it situate itself in that market?
Absolutely. So obviously, we're not of the habit of talking about our competitors, but I will say this. If you want to buy Bitcoin, if you want to buy cryptocurrencies today, when you go and when you're logging into any of the, you know, possible exchanges out there and try to make a decision whether or not to buy, whether or not to sell, and if so, how much, and so on and so forth, everything that comes with that decision, it's kind of a solemn experience. You're alone. You're there. There's a chart. There's a price.
True.
You need to, you know, put in some number.
True.
And then click, you know, buy. And
the next thing you know, you're bag holding.
Right. So that is kind of a solitude type of experience, meaning everything that led to that decision happened outside of whatever service you're using, meaning you either had a conversation with a friend or talked with someone you consider an expert, or you've read some sort of an article somewhere that led you into the account creation, into making the decision to buy or sell. With eToro, when you join a community. Right away, you see a lot of people that are just like you talking about these markets, talking about Bitcoin, talking about Ripple, talking about Cardano, talking about whether or not to buy or sell. And you immediately get the chance to converse with them, to exchange ideas with them, to understand why they're doing the things that they're doing. And not only that, you can then go and see how well they're doing with their own real money. Are they doing really well investing in crypto? Are there, you know, do they really know what they're talking about? You can see their real track record with their real money as it relates to cryptocurrency investing. And so right there and then, the experience is multi-dimensional type of experience. You don't feel alone anymore. There are people right there that can provide you with content, with guidance, with some sort of understanding whether or not your decision is the right one for you. You can also see if people are just talking the talk, or if they are really good at investing in cryptocurrencies, and then based on that, decide to allocate some or all of your cash holdings to basically copy them. So we have the copy trade feature. You can allocate in some of your money to copy someone who has been consistently outperforming the market vis-a-vis cryptocurrencies. And then from there, every time they trade, you will trade at the same time and at the same price.
All right, so let's go into that in a little bit. But first, I want to just talk about the basics. I can take my Chase bank account and connect it to eToro, correct?
You will. Once we launch, you will be able to do that.
Oh, so you cannot do that at the moment?
Currently, we're at pre-launch phase in the USA.
Okay, so how does people trade cryptocurrency on the platform? Is there a fiat to crypto interface?
Yes. Or? So today, if you're in one of the 140 countries where we are live, the process is you open an account, you go through the KYC process. We are a regulated entity, so we have a strict policies around AML, KYC, and so on and so forth. Then you get to deposit however much you're interested in investing, and then you have a fiat balance, whether it's euro or whatnot. Then from there, you choose or you start. We have a notion of a watch list, so you can start adding what we call markets. A market in eToro is a specific instrument. So Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, so on and so forth. You get to add those things to your watch list. Once you add these markets to your watch list, you start having content and information start flowing into your feed. So we have kind of a Facebook-style feed at the heart of the application. So you start seeing the conversation that are happening around these markets. And then you can elect to open a position. And when you open a position in one of these markets, you click on the button, you see the exact price that you're going to get. You see the exact spread, meaning the commission that we're going to be taking. You put in the number either in units or in the fiat currency that you're using, however much you want to buy, and then you click another button and that's it. You open the position. We're the counterparty for that trade. So you immediately get the asset into your wallet. So we're custodying these assets for you. Mm-hmm. That is your position. Whenever it's time to close that trade, you simply click on close. You can close the entire trade or a portion of it.
Right.
You close the trade, then the fiat currency is being credited back to your fiat currency account, and from there you can withdraw back to your bank account.
You can also withdraw your Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever other digital asset that you have on your platform, correct?
You cannot send your crypto holdings outside of the trading app.
So it's only for making fiat money trades for the most part, but you're just trading Bitcoin with fiat. Once you increase your position, you just cash out.
Correct. It's fiat in, fiat out.
So then there's a big difference between what Robinhood and Coinbase then. The difference is that when you are able to launch in the United States, well, we're a global podcast, of course, so this is really good for everybody. So if you're not in the United States, you can connect your fiat, but you're only trading fiat. With Coinbase, you're able to withdraw your Bitcoin, put it in different exchanges, and get your other altcoins or shitcoins or whatever you want to buy. This you will not be able to.
So currently, this is the state of affairs at eToro. We are, however, as I mentioned before, we are doubling down on our blockchain initiatives. So we have announced during consensus of this year that we will launch a wallet. So the wallet will be a companion app to our trading app. The wallet will allow you to send and receive cryptocurrencies as cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. And later down, into the future, and again, I don't want to commit to anything or specify some sort of a time frame or whatnot, but as you can imagine, the idea is to make it for a more holistic experience such that you'll be able to redeem your cryptocurrency holdings that you have or that you purchased with fiat through our trading app into our companion wallet.
Can you long hold your holdings then? Or is every trade going to be considered a short-term capital gain trade? Can you be long? Take a long position on Bitcoin, for example?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so you just don't trade. You just hold it there. You hold your position.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
Which I guess would be, in essence, probably safer than holding your Bitcoin, because you're not going to get hacked for Bitcoin. I'm not going to get hacked in my wallet for Bitcoin because there is no Bitcoin.
Correct. Meaning, so let me make sure that it's clear. When you're open a position on Bitcoin, we are literally buying the underlying asset, which is the coin, and we are custodying that asset for you on a wallet that we own, that we own on your behalf. And so there is a Bitcoin, that is being custodied for you in cold storage and whatnot. You know, we have top-notch, cyber protection and everything that comes along with making sure that there are no hacks. And we haven't been hacked to date, knock on wood. And so whenever it's time for you to then close a trade, whenever you elect to close a trade, we have then the operation to, tap into that cold storage, make sure that the trade is being done in a secured fashion. And then those coins will be sold and you'll get your fiat back.
And now a word from our sponsor, MIT Sloan School of Management's Blockchain Technologies online program in collaboration with Get Smarter. The MIT Sloan Blockchain Technologies program takes place over 6 weeks entirely online and focuses on solving existing business problems through the use of blockchain. Participants in the program will learn how to harness blockchain to unlock business opportunities. The next presentation of the online program will take place on August 29th, and MIT is offering my listeners an exclusive $250 discount for the course. Register for the Blockchain Technologies course, and you'll be able to enter our promo code, CRYPTO101, that's CRYPTO101, when making the payment. This $250 discount is limited to the August 29th presentation of the MIT Sloan Blockchain Technologies program only. Once more, you can receive an exclusive $250 discount when you sign up for the August 29th presentation of the MIT Sloan Blockchain Technologies online program using this promo code, CRYPTO101. Now, back to the show. And now a word from our sponsor, Squarespace. Hey, are you ready to start your new business? A dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. Make it a reality with Squarespace. People that are using Squarespace right now, artists, writers, bloggers, photographers, and even podcasts, things you could do with Squarespace. You could turn your cool idea into a beautiful working website to showcase your work, blog or publish content, and sell products and services of all kinds. You can even promote your physical business. Squarespace uses templates, and these templates are created by world-class designers. Powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell just about anything, and you're able to customize look and feel easily just by basically dragging and dropping and following the simple instructions they provide. Make your dream stand out with Squarespace. Go to squarespace.com/crypto for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the promo code Crypto, that's CRYPTO, to save 10% off your first purchase on a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/crypto. And when you're ready to purchase, promo code crypto to save 10% on your first purchase. Now, back to the show. Coinbase says that they have 98% of their assets in cold storage. How much do you keep? I'm asking this question because it sounds like, and I guess this is one of the biggest criticisms of Coinbase, is they're centralized. What if they get hacked? What if somebody steals their Bitcoin? Well, if somebody steals their Bitcoin that's in their custody, I'm just SOL. I have no more Bitcoin. The same thing is happening here. If it's centralized and it's not directly, this is why they are very, forward about how much they keep in their cold storage to keep you a peace of mind that, hey, you know what? Maybe I do have $50,000 or $100,000 in Bitcoin. If you get hacked, that's a lot of money. I need my money. So is there any protections for that, or is there insurance, or how do you protect the consumer?
So this is an excellent question, and we are constantly evolving our protection and cybersecurity protections and as well as physical protection. So again, going back to the percentage, I can't quote you an exact percent, but the best practice at eToro is to store everything cryptocurrency-wise in cold storage. We have locked facilities with armed guards, and we are exceptionally careful about making sure that everything is being not only protected, but again, we're continuously evolving our cybersecurity capabilities and protecting these assets. Some would say that there are benefits to it, meaning if you are buying, you know, $100,000 worth of Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatnot, and you're keeping it on your, you know, ledger or whatever other wallet you're using, obviously there are downsides to that as well, meaning that it can be lost, you know, other things that can happen with just doing it yourselves. With using a service like eToro, you get the benefit of a very, very large company taking exceptional steps to make sure that your assets are protected. I can't commit to anything with regards to insurance and whatnot, but we are definitely looking at ways to make sure that we're hedging the risk even further, so that in the event of a hack, if you know it ever happens, the customer funds are still secured and there's a recourse. But as you know, it's a new industry, so you know insurance players and so on and so forth are still evaluating the inherent risk involved in these types of activities. But I'm pretty certain that not so much in the distant future, you will have insurance products surrounding these activities. You will have some other protections and ways to make sure that you're hedging the risk even further with regards to hacking. But today, I feel very confident in stating that eToro is top-notch with regards to cyber, with regards to protection. And so when you're buying cryptocurrencies on our platform, you can rest assured that your assets are being guarded and protected and secured in the best way possible to date. And if there will be a better way to do it 2 months into the future, 6 months into the future, you can pretty much bet that we will do that as well.
Have you ever been hacked?
No.
Okay, that's a good start. So for 11 years, no hacks.
No hacks on the crypto side, definitely.
So there was hacks on the other sides? Money,
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that on crypto, definitely no hacks. It's obviously more difficult to quote-unquote hack and steal stocks because you have some it's just structured in a different fashion, but no hacks.
Okay, cool. If you don't mind, can we go into a little bit of the copy and mirror trading and the social aspect of eToro? I guess that's another big differentiator between Coinbase, Robinhood, and these other trading sites and platforms.
Right. So we're very proud social and community in eToro's case is not just kind of a buzzword, but it's a whole new dimension of what it means to be part of the community. So when you join and when you start investing in eToro, by default, your performance and your portfolio are being shared with the rest of the community. That means that anyone can see how well you're doing with your investment decisions, what is your risk profile over time. Obviously, if you add some commentary on that through posting, through commenting, then people can also see that there's some strategy behind it. And so let's say you join and you start trading and you start investing, let's say specifically about cryptocurrencies, and you're doing really well over time. Let's say when prices are down and whatnot, you're still managing to kind of beat some sort of an average, and you're doing really well. I can then join eToro. Let's say I don't know exactly what I need to do. I don't have time to do the research, but I can clearly see that you're into it, that you understand what you're doing. Your commentary, your strategy makes sense to me. You don't have your risk profile is tolerable to me, and everything kind of looks good. So I can elect to copy you. What that means is, from the moment I elect to copy you, let's say you have a portfolio of worth, let's say $100,000, and I have just only $1,000 in my portfolio. When I elect to copy you, then all the positions in your portfolio will be open in my portfolio as well on a proportional basis. And from that point onward, every time that you trade, I will trade at the same time and at the same price. So it's essentially a portfolio management service without any fees, whereby I can copy anyone on the eToro platform and gain from their experience and track record and the ability to basically do better than what I would do otherwise.
Let me summarize this really quick. Guy is over there and he's on eToro. He makes himself a profile. And Guy's got $100,000 slinging on Apple stocks and Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Tesla and all kinds of crap. guy's making some money. I'm watching guys like, oh, you know, he went from 100,000 to 200,000. He's up. He's just, you know, slinging trades left and right. And, you know, Matthew goes in there and makes his tutorial account, only has $1,000. But he likes what he sees with guy. He's going to press this copy button. And for free, he's going to do all the trades proportionally that guy is doing. And he's going to hopefully be blinging, you know, rolling Lambos in a couple months. That's what you're saying?
You did a fantastic job explaining it.
Cool. So that's copy trading. What's a mirror trader then?
So there's no mirror trading per se. We have another investment product called copy fund. The difference between copy trade and copy funds is that copy trade is when you copy a person, when you copy another community member on eToro. And a copy fund are investment strategies that we are putting together as eToro and putting forth as a way for you to then follow some sort of a strategy, some sort of a theme versus coming up with your own. So vis-a-vis crypto, we have a crypto fund where it's basically a market cap allocated, cryptocurrency investment strategy. So basically the fund is structured in a way that reflects the market caps of each coin, part of the overall market. And that's just one strategy that we're putting forth for people to then copy. If you elect to copy that fund, then similarly to copy trade, all the positions that this strategy is proposing will be open in your portfolio as well on a proportional basis. And every time the fund will rebalance, your portfolio will rebalance at the same time at the same price, just again on a proportional basis. And so we have various copy funds based on different themes, you know, tech companies, you know, kind of we have something called Outsmart NASDAQ. There's so various themes and various investment strategies that we're putting forth to our users, to our community members. They can elect to then copy them. Again, no fees whatsoever.
How do you make those funds? Can a company purchase to be put into that fund?
Great question. So we have very robust research capabilities in-house. And so when we are identifying an investment strategy that we feel can beat the market or can provide for a diversification for people's in people's portfolios, we were putting this strategy forward. And again, these are different themes. We have some investment strategies that are being driven by machine learning and AI capabilities. We have some funds that are driven more by, you know, research. And with regards to the second part of your question, yes, you know, anyone who's interested in doing that can reach out to us and basically build a product or a proposed strategy and offer that to our community members, you know, with their brand name and whatnot. And we can help them distribute their capabilities through the eToro platform and gain distribution to our community members.
Are those labeled sponsored? Because you just said that companies can reach out and build their own funds. I'd assume that if a company did, it would probably be majority their company. Do you label them? Do you say, hey, this is a sponsored fund?
Yeah, it would be labeled as who's behind the fund, behind the investment strategy if it's not us.
You said robust research capabilities. To me, that reads between the lines as we got a couple interns hanging out in the office. What does robust research capabilities mean?
So our trading department is something that we're investing a lot of resources in. We don't have a bunch of interns. Actually, we have a few interns running around, but we have analysts. We have a few of them that we consider top-notch in the industry that are working at eToro and thinking about markets all day long, doing real research specifically around crypto. We have a lot of brain power that sit all day and build algorithms.
So you're in 140 different countries at the moment. So you also have an option that you don't have to deposit fiat. You can play with like a fake account, a faux account, and just see how you're going to do in trading. Is that correct?
Correct. So we have what we call kind of virtual portfolio where we can play with virtual money. I know that, you know, today we call virtual currencies who are representing real value, but on eToro, you know, a virtual portfolio with virtual money is basically, you know, make-believe money that you can practice with. You can see how well, you know, you would do if you would invest in you know, this fashion or that fashion, or you copy this person or that strategy and see how well, you know, you're doing with a make-believe type of money. And then as you gain confidence, as you gain more understanding and you feel that you are able to understand if the investment decision that you will make with real money are the ones that are good for you, you can then open a position with real money invest and trade in those assets. So we feel that it's a great tool for people who are just starting, for people who are have some doubts in terms of their investment strategy, their investment decisions, to go ahead and, you know, try it out.
Is that open for the US market?
It will be open very soon, yes. So okay. This is a holistic offering, meaning whatever we offer elsewhere in the world, we're going to try to bring into the US as well. So the virtual portfolio is definitely something that we will bring to the US market.
If you don't mind, can we go into some just general questions about the space? And maybe this one has an overlap. What do you think of the Bitcoin ETF, and how do you think that's going to affect not only Bitcoin price, but eToro's involvement in Bitcoin, if they get it?
So I think that Bitcoin ETF, as well as some other instruments that are being contemplated or being offered, is really just a logical next step in the evolution of cryptocurrencies. The recognition of institutions, of legacy institutions in this asset class, will yield these type of efforts. And so I think this is just one example of many examples that we will see in the coming years of all sorts of derivatives, debt markets, and other financial instruments that are currently built around other asset classes, whether it's stocks or currencies or commodities. I just think it's inevitable. I think it will help the industry gain more credibility and trust, both on the retail market as well as the institutional market. And so it will help eToro as well, given the fact that we are all into the vision of what crypto and blockchain can bring into the world. So I think it can definitely help the industry as a whole, definitely help eToro as a whole. And I know it's just one example of industry and regulators coming together, recognizing the fact that this is a real asset class, and then and therefore building some sort of investment products on top of it that would gain traction with both self-directed investors and institutional investors.
So you are under the impression, I don't want to say under the impression, so you're bullish on the ETF then?
I think not just ETFs. I'm not bullish on the idea per se. I'm bullish on all efforts to try to that will eventually show people that this is not a fad, that this is a real asset class. It is something that is here to stay. It is a new paradigm in financial services, and so ETFs is a natural instrument that one can think about. Then another one can be a loan product built entirely around blockchain, where you get some sort of a mortgage or credit line in Bitcoin or in cryptocurrency. You can think about other derivatives. You can think about everything else that we have out there in terms of financial instruments built around other asset classes will be built around crypto as well. Not to mention about a whole new way or a whole new slew of investment products that we can think about, given the unique characteristics of blockchain and cryptocurrencies.
You mentioned a minute ago that blockchain represents what eToro wants to see in the financial market. What does that mean? And what is that eToro wants to see?
So I think of dimensions to that question or to the answer. One is the transparency. With blockchain, you have such greater transparency in terms of who owns what, when, and where. It is an immutable ledger that is resistant to censorship and therefore to change. And we feel that it's a much better way of handling financial transactions in that aspect. Then you have the other aspect of people owning their own assets. Mm-hmm. So currently, when you own a stock, I think very few people actually know who owns it. There's some obscure organizations that are basically owning and all these assets on behalf of other customers who are buying the stock. Companies themselves, but public companies have no clue who owns their stock. So I feel there's a much better way of doing that by letting people own the actual asset and therefore do with the assets all sorts of things that are currently they cannot do. I think one of the interesting things that are so powerful with regards to cryptocurrencies whenever we get to kind of tokenized securities and whatnot, that people can sell stocks to one another. You don't really need a license to sell a stock. Let's say you have some Apple stocks and you want to sell it to me, you can do it. You don't need a license to do it. It's your own property. It's just that the way to do it is so cumbersome. It's so complicated and built with so many intermediaries and rent seekers along the way that doing all these things on a blockchain is just far, far more beneficial and more cost effective than any other proposed system today. So transparency, owning your own asset, ease of use, and then everything that comes with the ability to program all sorts of capabilities on top of this of these programmable assets, I think will lend themselves to innovations that we haven't seen yet, right? So there's a limit of what you can do with a stock, but I think the sky is the limit with regards to what you can do with crypto. You can have sovereign ICOs. You can have towns and cities create their own currencies. Mm-hmm. And in order to get people to buy locally or stabilizing or housing markets, we have some ideas around some social causes that will be much better served through blockchain and through crypto. So I would say in any way that you can possibly look at it, there are so many benefits to moving from the way things are currently being done into the blockchain. And it serves our values, meaning it serves the values of transparency, community, social, everything that eToro believes in is being represented in this asset class.
Right on. What project do you think will have most impact in the future of the crypto space?
I think the boldest move possible will be some sort of a combination of a floating nation, like the ones that Blue Frontiers are doing with, Peter Thiel, mm-hmm. coupled with an economy that is entirely based on cryptocurrency.
Blue Frontier was on the show about a month and a half ago.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. They're interesting guys. So. Interesting guys. But I would say that is a definitely interesting project. Why do you think that project is going to have the most impact on crypto space in the future?
You know, when you're trying to change things, and I'm borrowing from one of our competitors' CTO's presentation at Stanford, when you're trying to change things, what he called a voice, you can try to change things from within. So to change existing systems from within, you can try to influence, let's say, the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ or the Federal Reserve to adopt blockchain and to adopt that change in, to adopt to this new economy in that fashion. Or you can exit. You can just try to innovate completely outside of existing systems and existing organizations. And so I think if you look at what floating nations plus crypto economies is doing, is that they are basically creating a completely new paradigm of a nation state, of an economy. We live in a world that is currently being governed by nation states, and therefore they have economies with fiat currencies attached to them. That's how the world is currently organized. And so one way to change them is to work from within. Right. But primarily, I think that's what we're doing. We're trying to work with regulators, with legislators to adopt this innovation, to let this innovation flourish. But Blue Frontiers and crypto merged together are exiting the existing world order and creating a new world order without trying to change things from within. And so I think that effort is the most disruptive to the way things are currently being organized.
Guy Hirsch, before I ask this last question, I want to say thank you for spending almost an hour with Crypto 101, a pre-edited hour with Crypto 101, and waking up so early in the morning for coming on a call with us.
It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed the conversation, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming. And the last question, Crypto 101 is positioned itself to be one of the first steps for people getting into cryptocurrency. They're going to hear conversations like the one we're having now. They're going to hear tutorials on how to set up a Coinbase account or what is a wallet and crypto security. If this quote unquote noob was listening to this podcast, and this is the first podcast that they listen to, what would you want them to know about the crypto space?
I would want them to know that this will change their lives. This will change their lives wherever they are, whatever they do. This will affect them. It will affect them in ways that are either apparent by buying, crypto for their own good, or by things that are not so apparent by getting goods and services delivered to them on blockchain, their local economies being affected by, what we do as an industry. And so I would advise them to read, research, listen to podcasts like this, get more curious about the potential of this framework and paradigm across different aspects of their lives, and it will just put them in a position to be better prepared for the changes that will happen thanks to this new technology.
Right on, man. I really appreciate that answer. Guy Hirst, Managing Director of the USA eToro, thank you very much, and you enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Crypto 101. Please hop over to the YouTube channel, Crypto 101 with Matthew Aaron, to hear my opinion on eToro. In our next episode, we have an ICO 101 podcast with Formosa Financial. Check it out. As always, apogeecrypto.com, that's apogeecrypto.com, the best place to check your real-time prices, cryptonews.com for your news. And we'll see you in the next episode of Crypto 101.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.